is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right from Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet to 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Fort Loramie as we kick off the 2024-25 high school basketball season on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie girls host Finley Liberty Benton. Game number 4 for Fort Loramie, game 5 for Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie 28-2 a year ago, won the state championship, the Redskins 4th. It would have been the 5th if you count 2020. Not that many 20s in 2020. Fort Loramie.
Like it.
Yeah, Redskins went to the state Final Four. The tourney was halted. Fort Loramie won it the next season in 2021. 4 total official state championships for the Redskins, which beat Liberty Benton 50-33 on the road last season. Fort Loramie leads the series 3-1. Fort Loramie Division 7 in the new basketball format. Finley Liberty Benton is D5. Head coach Carla Siegel, year 26. As I mentioned, 4 state titles. Carla has won 82% of her games coached in 26 years here at Fort Loramie. Chad Lieb, year number 2 as the mentor for the Finley Liberty Benton girls. He has assisted girls programs for 22 years, 14 at Liberty Benton. He helped long-time highly successful head coach Nate Irwin, who retired from coaching 2 years ago. He is now the athletic director at Liberty Benton. Chuck, it's going to be a hard time for us to top last year here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls, a 4th state title, defeating Waterford 42-29 in the championship after downing Convoy Crestview 50-41 in the state semis. Rushi boys in 2024 did what they performed in 2023 all the way to the state Final Four and played, as you said in our pregame, a Division I team in Richmond Heights, which was playing against Fort Loramie in the D4 state semifinals. Heights won it both seasons.
Yeah, well, I mean, my point there is in Richmond Heights, they run a class group. They do. They're nice people. But 4 of their 5 starters are going to go Division I. You don't see that in Division, what will now be 7, basketball. So that was the difference. But, boy, I am so excited to get back out here doing basketball, watching Loramie shoot for another state championship. I know nobody over there is talking about it yet, but people over there are, and we're going to talk about it, too, because they have the best chance in the state of anybody to repeat.
Sure do. Fort Loramie girls 3-0 this season, beating Miami East 49-30, Houston 69-17, and Bodkins 57-22. Liberty Benton 4-0 with wins over Sandusky Perkins 42-40, Elmwood 47-36, Delphus Jefferson 45-43, and most recently on Thursday 39-30 over Arcadia. Of course, the Redskins play in the Shelby County Athletic League, and Liberty Benton is in the Blanchard Valley Conference, and the Eagles have played 2 league games already in Elmwood and Arcadia. Experience on the floor, advantage Fort Loramie with outstanding seniors in Avery Brandewee and Victoria Mesher. As we noted, Avery 41 points in the state semis and finals a year ago. She has pumped home 76 points already in three games this year. Maddie Shadow has 30 in three games. Victoria Mesher, 26. Miley Shadow has 13. Leading scorers for Findlay Liberty Benton. You'll recognize the last name Gherkin. She is the sister of Lauren, who played for Liberty Benton a year ago. In fact, she starred the last four seasons. Megan Gherkin is a 5'11" sophomore, and she's averaging 10 points a game. Cora DeHart, also a sophomore, 6'3" center, averaging 12 points a game. So it's youth for Liberty Benton against some senior strength led by Brandewey and Mesher of Fort Loramie. Redskins, as I mentioned, lead the series 3-1. Big key to this game, I think, is going to be how Liberty Benton begins. Fort Loramie's taken the measure of Liberty Benton, 3 out of 4 tries, and the Redskins need to put their stamp on this game early on. Francis Schulze and Rusi presents this segment of a broadcast. Francis Schulze offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. Liberty Benton's sophomores must have a good beginning, and as I said, Fort Loramie wants to take the early lead and build confidence and hope to put away Liberty Benton early on. Outstanding program run by Liberty Benton High School, the Eagles girls program, went 20-6 a year ago, and it won a state championship 15 seasons ago. Those are the key building components of today's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Gratitude to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. On the air with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. It's your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play, call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Junior varsity contest winding down, under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Fort Loramie, after falling behind in the teens, now leads 38-24. Exactly 4 minutes and 32 seconds left to go in the fourth period of our preliminary game. Good crowd on hand across the way from Fort Loramie. What would you expect, Chuck, for the defending state champs in girls basketball?
Well, it's another Saturday in December where there's no college football to watch again. So come out and watch the Redskins play.
New divisional format, Fort Loramie girls, not Division IV. They won the state championship last year in D4. Four state titles all told in Division IV. Now Division VII. That means many fewer schools in each of the seven divisions. Liberty Benton is D5.
Well, we watched it in volleyball. I think he had to win two games to get to the regional this year. And I'm not a fan. I think they've watered it down too much. But this is what we have, so let's enjoy it.
Fort Loramie against Findlay Liberty Benton should be a fine game here today on scoresbroadcast.com. It's our opener as we launch 2024-25 high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meijer's convenience store and drive-thru. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meijer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s. To get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. And that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello and welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, about a minute 15 to go in our junior varsity tilt It is Fort Loramie leading Findlay Liberty Benton 40-24. Fort Loramie girls fell behind midway through the second quarter. Game was in the teens at that point. The Redskins have turned it on since, and with under 1 minute to go, lead by 16 points. Well, during the head coach Carla Siegel era at Fort Loramie, spanning 26 years, Fort Loramie girls teams have earned 17 SCAL titles. That's in the 25-year span, seven in a row, by the way. League champs 10 of the last 11 seasons, 2014 through 2024. And during the head coach Carla Siegel era, Fort Loramie's teams have won 21 district championships in those 25 years, plus nine regional titles, a state runner-up, and four state championships. The program is in its 54th year total, and it's won 980 games and lost 280 for a winning percentage of 766. Carla has a winning percentage of 82, as we noted earlier. Also interesting to note that during the last quarter of a century, Chuck, Ann Arushi and Jackson Center have all averaged seasons better than a 500 winning percentage in girls hoops. Anna 16-8 on average, Arushi 14-10, Jackson Center 13-11. And the Fort Loramie girls program ranks first all time, according to the Ohio High School Athletic Association, in victories among all girls basketball programs in all divisions. Fort Loramie is now at 981, Berlin Highland 971, Tippecanoe 962, Lima Bath at 947. Lima Bath off to an 0-2 start, by the way. Lost in the last week at home to Lima Bath to the Sydney girls, who have a strong program this year. JV game has just ended. Fort Loramie girls 42, Liberty Benton 26. We'll have more of our pregame segment here today in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, let's take a look at the Fort Loramie girls basketball roster, which includes four seniors. Avery Brandewey, 5'10 senior. Miley Shadow, a 5'7 senior. Victoria Mesher, a 6-foot senior. Ariel Heitkamp, a 5'5 senior. And Autumn Turner, a 5'8 senior. I told a fib, five seniors in all, not four. Izzy Meyer is a 5'8 junior. Corinne Holscher is a 5'11 sophomore. Maddie Shadow, a 5'7 soft. Taylor Schmidtmeyer, a 5'10" junior. And Kendall Tennery is a 5'7" junior. Fort Loramie girls seeking a repeat, Chuck, here in 2024-25. And would have been a favorite to win it had there been four divisions, a clear favorite with seven divisions in basketball statewide now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you got Brandewey and Mesher coming back, that is just two absolute outstanding basketball players. Maddie Shadow, as a freshman last year, started getting more and more time until come tournament time. She was their first sub off the bench and getting more time than the starters were. And then Heitkamp, Turner, they just have all kinds of basketball players out here. Her biggest decision is going to be how to get them all playing time.
We get a good look at Rushi's boys on Tuesday when they host Botkins. Botkins and Fort Loramie's boys teams played to a double overtime thriller here last night, won by Botkins by three. Rushi boys graduated the likes of Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, Felix Francis, three extremely yes. versatile, highly talented, well-skilled basketball players who can shoot the three. They can take you to the hoop off the dribble. They can pull up and drain the medium length J. They could go to the backboard and swipe them clean.
Block shots. I was going to say they were shot blockers.
Oh, yeah. And they would assist teammates. They were leaders. And wow, will they be missed. But Rushi returns a pretty good junior class, Chuck. And big Dominic Francis in the middle, who last year as a junior on the Rushi JVs would have started anywhere in the area on a high school basketball club.
That kid can jump out of the gym. If he worked on his offensive skills over the summer, he's going to be a tough out. You know, they got Benjamin York. They yep. still got Cordonier. They've got Vince Borchers at the point guard, who I thought at the end of the last season had become their best point guard. They were better when he was on the floor. So,
Grogene out front too.
Grogene, oh yeah, that little kid can. Yeah, I call him a little kid. He's a senior, but that kid can absolutely shoot it.
Highlighted the starting five for the Rushi boys.
Well, yeah, they're not going to be as quite as deep as they were last year.
Right.
But boy, that first five they put out there is going to be formidable.
So it's Botkins at Rushi on Tuesday, airtime around 6:40 p.m. Botkins at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com on Tuesday night. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Loramie. We have truly gone local for you. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market at Schaefer Market in South Main in Fort Loramie. We now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, too. Stop by today and see all the new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Another outstanding new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. We'll return with more starting lineups up next in about 6 minutes. The opening tip as we kick off high school basketball this season 2024-25 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north
northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Yep, we are about 3 minutes away from the opening tip of our varsity tilt. Fort Loramie girls 3-0, Findlay Liberty Benton 4-0. Fort Loramie won the JV tilt, which completed about 13 minutes ago. It's a new look Findlay Liberty Benton team this year. Having graduated is Lauren Gerken, an All-Ohio player who ended her career as Benton's all-time leading scorer. She is now starting for the Bowling Green Falcons, I might note. The Eagles, which have had the best program in the Blanchard Valley Conference for many years in a row now, bring back a roster with just a single letter winner, senior Avery Knepper. In fact, only Knepper, Megan Gerken, and Cora DeHart on this year's varsity have earned letters. DeHart is a 6'3 post, averaged 8.5 points a game last year as a freshman, 2 blocks per contest. She's the tallest player on Benton's roster at 6'3. Gerken, a sophomore, is 5'11, and so is Ella Riok. No one else taller than 5'9, so Liberty Benton does lack some size, some experience, especially when compared with Fort Loramie, which starts Mesher and Brandewick. What the Eagles do have is depth, 13 players on the varsity roster, plus a full JV team, which gave a good account of itself here today against Fort Loramie. I guess you might say, Chuck, the motto at Liberty Benton is, if you have quantity, you can certainly find some quality.
Well, I think that's true.
Yeah.
These girls have watched how good Liberty Benton's been through the years, and they want to emulate that, and that's a good way to go.
A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, one of our sponsors. It had one customer, just a single one, way back in 1986. And today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 70 miles away. A&M Pallet offers a unique product, selling recycled pallets. It's pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. We return in 3 minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The Fort Loramie Redskins girls basketball starting five being introduced here today.
Number 11,
Ariel Heitkamp begins at guard, a 5 foot 5 inch senior. She's joined by Miley Shadow, a 5'7 senior. Maddie Shadow, a 5'7 sophomore, is in the opening five. Victoria Mesher, a 6 foot senior. And Avery Brandewee, a 5 foot 10 inch senior. Opening five for Findlay Liberty Benton is as follows. Allie Ferris out front at a guard, 5'5 sophomore. She is joined by Kylie Maud, who runs the point, a 5'5 sophomore as well. Avery Knepper, the lone senior on the varsity roster, is a 5'9 senior. Megan Gerken, a 5'11 soph at 10 points a game. And Cora DeHart, a 6'3 sophomore at 12 points per outing so far this year for Liberty Benton. Eagles attired in the road blue, red piping down the sides of the shirts and shorts. White numerals outlined in red. Fort Loramie, white from top to bottom. Red numbers trimmed in black. We're all set to go to jump it up here at midcourt. It's our kickoff broadcast presentation for you here in 2024-25 on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening tap won by Fort Loramie here at side court. Redskins recovered it up ahead on the positive side of the timeline and then pitched it into backcourt just slightly, and it is a turnover that was picked up properly by the officials.
Very well called.
Here's the pass by Liberty Benton, picked off on the play by Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. She races into the forecourt, flips it out back to Mesher. Now between the circles, Fort Loramie sets it up. It's Miley Shadow, cross-court to Mesher, looks inside for Brandewee. Miley Shadow is 12, Maddie is 23. Ball thrown below the basket by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. Redskins can't complete the toss. Full court pressure by Fort Loramie. Eight players in backcourt. Liberty Benton pitches up the near side. Being pinched is Megan Gerken. She's doubled. Does get a pass away to Kylie Maud. 10-second count is on. And on 9 seconds, Maud steps over the timeline and is bumped. And a foul is called against Fort Loramie. Bad break there for the Redskins.
A silly foul for Brandewee. She stuck a hand in there at the end.
And that's one thing the Redskins will want to avoid, early foul trouble for Avery Brandewee. She is the kingpin of this offense and defense. Here is a steal by Fort Loramie, and the Redskins run a quick 3-on-2. Brandewee to Miley Shadow to Victoria Mesher for the layup. Got it. And in the first 50 seconds, Fort Loramie takes a 2-0 lead. Liberty Benton up ahead into the half court. It's Knepper, the 5'9 senior. Throws it top of the circle to Maud. Deep right corner, DeHart to Knepper. Her cross-court delivery deflected by Fort Loramie. And it is rolling out ahead to Maddie Shadow. She streaks the other way. Driving shot is good. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Redskins defense triggering baskets here at the start.
That's what you're going to see all season.
DeHart in backcourt for Finley Liberty Benton, and she throws up ahead to a teammate over guarding foul against Brandewee, and that's just what we talked about. If there is a problem that could arise, given that Brandewee's going to score probably 18, 19 points a game, is the fact that she's got to be on the floor as much as possible.
Yep, two silly fouls.
And she's on the bench right now, picking up a couple here at the start of this game in less than a minute and 40 seconds. Fort Loramie leads 4-0. Liberty Benton runs the weave out front. It's Megan Gerken on the arc to Kylie Maud to DeHart, baseline left. Outside the arc on the right, it's Ferris. Throws to DeHart in the lane. Ball batted free by Mesher. Loose ball picked up by the Eagles. Right back into DeHart. Turnaround hook is banked up and in. It circled the iron two or three times and trickled down through the netting. Good shot by DeHart, the 6'3 sophomore. 4-2 Fort Loramie. Redskins into the half court. It is Maddie Shadow, top of the circle. Near side to Heitkamp. Baseline left. Good pass to the jump shooter. Ball fired up in the air and missed on the play by Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who came in for Brandewee. That was down below the ring and came out. I should have said that Izzy Meyer has subbed in for Brandewee. And then the Eagles race the ball up the right side of the floor, and Fort Loramie deflects out of bounds. Tough break for Meyer there, Chuck. Baseline J down below the cylinder and snapped away. No good. 4-2 Fort Loramie, 5:20 left in the first. Good inbounds play below the basket by Benton. Into the paint goes the throw to DeHart, who misses the shot off the flange. And here comes Fort Loramie dribbling hard the other direction. Baseline driving shot missed by Miley Shadow, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Stuck at 4-2. We played 3 minutes here in the opening quarter, and Mesher sits down, as does Heitkamp. So three starters now on the bench for the Redskins.
Well, this is the time of the year that you want to build your roster, and then this is what they're going to have to do right now.
Izzy Meyer, Corinne Holscher on the floor now for Fort Loramie, along with Taylor Schmidtmeyer, 5'10 junior. Here's DeHart, baseline right, tries to save the wild pass, and does so, but right to a Redskin. And then Fort Loramie heaves it down the floor. It is close to the end line. Schmidtmeyer can't pick it off in time. Out of bounds to Liberty Benton. 4-2, Fort Loramie leads. Victoria Mesher back on the floor, along with Heitkamp. And now the Redskins relent pressure, and Liberty Benton walks it up. It is Knepper at center circle. Here's off to the right. Here comes the double-team trap at side court, and it's knocked free, stolen by Fort Loramie. Mesher's got it. High left into the paint. A running left-handed shot banked up too strong. Weak side rebound, Liberty Benton. Ball deflected in backcourt. DeHart's got it. DeHart for the Eagles. Timeline, it goes to Maud. 4-2 Fort Loramie. We played 4 minutes. Baseline right, DeHart. Closed off nicely by Mesher. Pass to the top of the circle. Intercepted by Heitkamp. Oh, a nice pass. 2-on-1 break. Driving layup. Good by Miley Shadow. 6-2 Fort Loramie. For the Redskins, 6 points, all of them fueled by defensive plays. Here comes Liberty Benton, DeHart up and over the timeline. Picked up by Mesher, 35 feet away. Into the right corner it goes to Megan Durkin. Her pass to the post, intercepted into the hands of Heitkamp to Mesher. Three on one. Driving layup is good. Redskins on the finish. Nice driving hoop by Maddie Shadow. 3:31 left here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 8, Liberty Benton 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
A serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up after the timeout, Liberty Benton gets a nice driving shot by Allie Ferris. Motoring toward the rim, flipped in a seven-footer. Fort Loramie counters, long three by Heitkamp. High left, in and out, no good. Rebound in the lane, laid up, missed by Miley Shadow. Liberty Benton's got the board. 8-4 Redskins, 2:50 left in the opening period. Ferris dribbles outside the arc, weaves on the play to Kylie Maude, the point guard for the Eagles. Maude is checked tightly. She stalemated between the circles, then gives it up near the center line to Maude. Maude being hounded by Heitkamp. Maude fumbles it away. Heitkamp got a piece of it. Out of bounds it goes. Eagles will enter at the end of the Fort Loramie bench. 2:29 to go opening quarter. Fort Loramie up 8-4. Ferris to DeHart, 40 feet away. Mesher comes out to meet her. DeHart gives it up between the rings to Nepper. The senior handles it off to DeHart. DeHart, an unlikely three-point shooter at 6 feet three, lets it fly, missed it badly. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins on the attack. Miley Shadow, top of the circle, left side pass to Ariel Heitkamp into the lane to Mesher. A nice step through, duck under, fouled on the wrist. Avery Brandewee, if you just joined us on the bench, two very quick fouls in less than 2 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we came to watch her play, so hopefully she stays out of foul trouble in the second half.
Mesher, two foul shots for Fort Loramie. Swishes the first, and it's 9-4 Redskins. A minute 58 remaining in the opening stanza. Second shot by Mesher is pushed toward the iron. Front rim, backboard, hits the rim twice more and drops through. Shooter's touch. Oh, Mesher steals the inbounds pass. Hands it off on the play to Miley Shadow below the foul line. Her shot hit the top of the backboard, maybe a support above the glass, and it's ruled to be out of bounds. Here comes Liberty Benton, full court pressure by Fort Loramie. Izzy Meyer on the floor for the Redskins at the moment with the two shadows and Mesher. Quickly up the court comes Liberty Benton. Ooh, steps taken far side of the hardwood. Traveling call against Ferris, and Fort Loramie gets it back. Taylor Schmidtmeyer returns. And Corinne Holscher, who had been out there, checks to the bench. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie, 10-4. 90 seconds left, opening period. Outside the arc on the right, it's Miley Shadow. Near side to Izzy Meyer. High post, Mesher. On the arc, Meyer. Oh, a soft three-pointer. A lofty one, a high archer, right down through the cylinder.
Boy, she set her feet well and just and then quick release. Nice shot.
Good-looking trifecta by Meyer. Here is a backdoor cut to Liberty Benton, spoiled by Fort Loramie, which makes the pickoff, then a foul by the Eagles. 13-4, Fort Loramie on the three-ball by Meyer. Biggest lead of this game, 9.
That is 9 turnovers for Liberty Benton here in the first quarter.
And maybe one or two unforced. Redskins have forced about every single one of them. In fact, Fort Loramie's first three baskets at least coming directly off Liberty Benton mistakes. Redskins pitch it around the arc. Here's a long three straight away. Tried. It's no good. Matty Shadow a little short on the shot, which caroms into the corner. Tracked down by DeHart of the Eagles. Up ahead to Nepper. Nepper spins through the lane. Collision 5 feet from the basket. Blocking foul against Fort Loramie. With 42.5 remaining in the first. And the driver toward the basket, Nepper, ruled to be in the act of shooting. That was close. 2 free ones for her. It's up and in. 13-5. Fort Loramie leads. Redskins won by 17 last year at Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie leads the recent series 3-1. Second foul shot good. The Nepper as well. She cans each one. 13-6, Fort Loramie in front. Redskins attack to our left. It's Ariel Heitkamp outside the arc. Gives it up to Maddie Shadow. She plays pitch and catch with Meyer on the far side. Heitkamp to the three-point shooter, a teammate. It is Maddie Shadow missing short. Rebound splashes into the right corner. Bodies hit the deck, foul on the Eagles. 18.9 remaining here in the first quarter. And Redskins will inbound right at the rim. It's Heitkamp. Two fouls now on Cora DeHart, 6'3 post player for the Eagles. She's got 2. Brandewy on the bench with 2 for Fort Loramie. A long 3 try. Jettisoned up there by Maddie Shadow. Short, no good. Rebound Liberty Benton into the half court. 5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Outside the arc on the right, here's a long triple try. It is missed by Liz Neese, who came in off the bench. It hit the iron, kicked away, and the first quarter closes. It's our initial broadcast of high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie, after 1, leads Liberty Benton 13-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We start quarter number 2, just about like we began the game. Bad pass, turnover, Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie's got it, quickly down the floor. Driving layup, left side of the paint by Izzy Meyer. Short, no good. Rebounded on the arc by Fort Loramie and pumped in. Ariel Heitkamp good board work on the inside, which then found Heitkamp open for three, and that's a couple of triples already for the Redskins.
Yeah, it was Holzer with the rebound and the pass out to Heitkamp for the three.
Excellent assist by Corinne Holzer, a 5'11 sophomore. Here is a jump shot, top of the circle by Liberty Benton. Wow, it went airborne off the fingertips of Megan Gerken. It stuck on the back iron. That's where it landed, and Kerplunk, it fell in. 16-9 in favor of Fort Loramie, which drives hard to the rim from the left side of the court. It's Mesher. She found an opening, slashed to the basket, and kissed it in off the window. Good effort by Mesher. The senior scores two, 18-9 in favor of Fort Loramie. 90 seconds gone here in quarter number two. Here's Allie Ferris, 30 feet away for the Eagles. Gives it up to Nepper. Back to Ferris. Skips it top of the circle to Megan Gerken. Starts a drive, cut off. Right wing, three ball, long one, Nepper, banked, hit the rim, no. Rebound, Mesher, Fort Loramie. Long lead out down the floor to Meyer. Good call by the referee. Meyer took steps, then was fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting, but after she walked slightly with the basketball, the official was right on it, sold it, and we play on.
Yep, good call.
18-9, Fort Loramie, biggest lead, 16-6 a moment ago. Redskins now have Mesher on the floor. We'll check the five. Heitkamp is there along with Maddie Shadow. Also in is Taylor Schmidtmeyer. Here's a drive by Nepper. Nepper pulls up at the elbow right of the circle. Dragged the pivot foot. She walked. 9-point lead Fort Loramie. 6 minutes to play here in the second period. Defensively, Liberty Benton in a zone right now, Chuck.
Yeah, they've been sitting in a 2-3 since the beginning.
Right side of the floor, Fort Loramie's got it. Ball swung near side to Heitkamp, to Mesher, back to Ariel. Wants to go baseline, pulls up, missed the 12-footer short. Rebound bobbled around, picked up by Mesher in the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer, hits it. Mesher right in front. Good offensive board, she stuck it in. 20-10. Nice 2-point field goal by Victoria, or I should say 20-9. Fort Loramie in the lead. I may have said 10. 5:20 left to go, second quarter. Here's a good pass cross court by Nepper to Gerken, opposite corner of the floor. Missed the three. Tie up on the rebound. Redskins get it thanks to the arrow. Seeing action for Fort Loramie, Taylor Schmidtmeyer, who now comes out. Head coach Carla Siegel has re-entered Avery Brandewee, who picked up two personal fouls in the initial 80 seconds of this game. She's been out since. Fort Loramie's amassed an 11-point cushion. Baseline left, Brandewee open, unchecked, missed it, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound hit the rim, popped up in the air, fell into the lap of Nepper. Up the floor to Gerken. Long three-pointer airborne. It's a little heavy. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Midcourt Mesher, right side, Brandewee. Gives it up to Maddie Shadow. Thought about chucking up the three, didn't. Now Heitkamp. Oh, she's left open. She'll let it go. Rimmed it, no good. Oh, nice rebound low on the left. Brandewee gobbled it up and scored. 22-9, Redskins ahead by 13. 4:18 to go, first half. Dribbling up the floor on the run, Nepper. Nepper handoff, baseline right to Claire McDaniel, a 5'8 junior, is checked in. Ball in the deep right corner of the floor is batted out of bounds off Mesher last. Head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie is platooning in many players off the bench, two and three at a time on a regular basis. DeHart at the elbow on the right. Bounce pass to a cutter right baseline. It is Gerken, and the ball is fumbled slightly out of bounds. Call to Fort Loramie.
Stepped on the end line as she threw the pass.
4 minutes even to go here in the second quarter. 22-9, Fort Loramie. Heitkamp to midcourt. Ball thrown right corner. into Brandewey below the basket. Nice twisting move as she maneuvered underneath the iron. Went up with the shot, drew a two-shot foul. 3:51 to go, opening half, 22-9. Fort Laramie in the lead as Avery Brandewey looks for her third and fourth points of this game.
DeHart just got her third foul also on that play.
Free throw, Brandewey all around the rim and off. No good. Three fouls on DeHart, the 6'3 post player for the Eagles, as Chuck just noted. Brandewey again, swish on free throw number two. 23-9, Fort Laramie. 3:51 to go here in the first half. Midcourt comes Liberty Benton. Here is a dribble drive, but Megan Gerken flips it out back behind her to Knepper. Knepper being hounded by Brandewey, and guess what? She is not set. Didn't get her feet in front of the ball handler for Liberty Benton. And Brandewey, a little too zealous on the defense, picks up number three.
Well, they've got a cheap foul on DeHart to get her third. They just got a cheap one on Brandewey to get her third.
Yep, I'd agree.
And the same guy called them both.
Two leading scorers on the clubs on the bench with three fouls each in a quarter and a half. Heitkamp with a steal at the top of the circle for Fort Laramie. It's a one-on-two. Oh, good defensive play by Knepper, who got a mitt on the ball and struck it out of bounds at the last instant.
Should have been a held ball. Should have been Liberty Benton's ball.
Yeah, that could have been an appropriate call, too, no question. Baseline right, Fort Laramie will throw in as Heitkamp leaves to the bench. Mesher catches in the paint. A lot of traffic. And she makes the shot from 7 feet away. That was difficult.
Yeah, they've got a hold of her arm, and she still forced it up over the rim.
Here is Knepper down the floor, stepping inside the top of the circle. Swish on the outside. 17-footer by Finley Liberty Benton's Knepper. Timeout called. 3:07 left, opening half. 25-11 Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
The Fort Laramie Redskins lead Finley Liberty Benton 25-11. 5 minutes played here in quarter number two. Game number four on the year for Fort Laramie. Game five for Liberty Benton. Both teams undefeated. Redskins pass it to Corinne Holscher, baseline left. Her 10-footer's wide of the mark, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie, knocked away, taken by the Eagles, who journey up into the forecourt. It is Ferris to the foul line, lost it, got it back. Ball pitched on the arc to Maude. She penetrates, ball scraped away by Fort Laramie. It's down in the baseline, out of bounds off a white shirt. 2:31 to go, first half, 25-11. Fort Laramie leads by 14. Eagles inbounding left of the backboard. Ball thrown toward the foul line, intended for McDaniel. Oh, a bust out. Steal by Fort Laramie. Running the other way, driving, laying in is Maddie Shadow.
Boy, she turned on the afterburners.
It was a foot race for a couple of steps, and then she took off. Interception by Mesher. Mesher ahead to Shadow. Baseline left. Ball lost momentarily. Redskins get it back and reset. 2 minutes left. First half. 27-11 Fort Laramie. Down the right side of the lane goes Maddie Shadow to Meyer. Baseline right. Hand off to Mesher in the lane area. Awkward pass. Liberty Benton on the swipe. Here come the Eagles. Pass midcourt. Thrown to Aubrey Dukes, who's in off the bench. Dukes up ahead to Ferris, into the paint. Back to Dukes, straightaway three, hit the back flange, and the ball kicks to Maddie Shadow for Fort Laramie. Chest pass up ahead to Heitkamp. Quickly low on the left to Mesher. She's double teamed. She's in a pickle, and she's in the lane too long. I like to see 3 seconds called, Chuck, more often. That was a bit quick.
Well, that was a 3 second call, though. And you know, she looked out, she looked up, she looked out. By that time, the official went, okay, she's had three chances. Here's your call.
But it's a call that gets ignored time,
absolutely,
time after time. 80 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie 27, Liberty Benton 11. And here's Findlay Liberty Benton against the overplay defense by Fort Loramie, throwing it out of bounds into the second row across the way.
That is their 16th turnover here in the first half.
Wow. 1:07 to go in the second. Fort Loramie's got it straight on. Maddie Shadow. Baseline left, Izzy Meyer. Out of Kendall Tennery, who's in, 5'7 junior. Outside the arc on the left, it's Tennery. She hoists one up. No good. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie. Rebound attempt missed, but a foul. Izzy Meyer going to work on the interior. Earns two free throws for her effort. 51.8 to go here in the second quarter. Foul shot by Meyer is right on the button. 28-11, Fort Loramie. Izzy Meyer has played extremely well here in the first half for the Redskins.
She got a three and just hit a free throw. Doing a good job defensively.
Fine floor game as well. Second free throw, rim, backboard, no. Rebound Eagles, who are down 17 with 40 ticks left until the end of the first half. High right, it's Dukes. Dukes gives it up to Gerken in the right corner. Picked up by Schmidtmeyer. 30 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Allie Ferris, top of the circle. Oh, deflection, Fort Loramie. We got two bodies diving for the ball at midcourt. And a foul is whistled against which team? It goes against Liberty Benton. That was a tough one to take. I thought Fort Loramie dived in secondly and committed the foul.
If there was any contact, it was on Shadow. It was not on that young lady. Yeah. Should have been no call.
I would have said play on, let the scrum happen, and somebody finally will get that rolling ball off the hardwood. Here's a travel over the timeline against Fort Loramie called on Maddie Shadow. 24.8 to go here in the second quarter, 28-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Midcourt with the ball is Kylie Maud, left-hand dribble. Weaves it out back to Ella Riok. Riok delivers to Gerken. She arches up a three off the iron, no good. 8 seconds left, long rebound Fort Loramie. Here's a driving left-hand layup. Oh, it rolls off the rim. The rebound rolls off the rim. And then a block shot and a travel as the first half closes. Fort Loramie missed two gimmies there in the final few seconds of the first half. But nonetheless, the Redskins looking pretty sharp without the services of Avery Brandewee for most of that first half. Leads by 17, 28-11. Fort Loramie ahead over Findlay Liberty Benton after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883 and ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. 28-11, Fort Loramie in the lead by 17 over Findlay Liberty Benton at the halftime break. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. It's our experience and your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. This segment of our halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck, a quick look at the numbers. I know Avery Brandewies had three personal fouls and played about 2.5 minutes in the first two quarters.
Well, she has 3 points to go with her three fouls. That keeps her about 15 below her average for the start of the season. 15 rebounds, offensive rebounds for Loramie, 15 total rebounds, 9 offensive rebounds for the Redskins, 9 rebounds, 1 offensive for Liberty Benton. They turned the ball over 18 times in the first half. Loramie turned it over 7. The Redskins 4-6 from the free throw line. Benton 2 of 2. They were led by Avery Knepper with 4 points. She got 3 out of Megan Gerken, 2 from Allie Ferris, and 2 from Cora DeHart. They scored 6 and 5, 11 for the first half. Loramie led in scoring by Victoria Mesher with 10, Maddie Shadow with 8, 4 from Izzy Meyer, and then 3 each from Heitkamp and Avery Brandewie. They scored 13 and 15, lead at 28-11 at the half.
And that is our halftime report brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-Tangeman-FH.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Eagles basketball.
Here we go. We start quarter number 3, second half of action here at Fort Loramie, 28-11. Fort Loramie girls lead Findlay Liberty Benton. The visiting team, the Eagles, have the basketball to start play. And right away, we've got an over and back. It's against Findlay Liberty Benton. That's exactly how the game began to start the first quarter when Fort Loramie won the tip, made a quick pass, and went over
the
and
same
back.
Thing. Yeah, yep. They need to remember that middle line's out there.
I have never seen that happen once to start the game in the first couple seconds, once to start the second half in the first couple seconds, twice in the same game.
Well, I blame the guards that get in the backcourt and stand there. I mean, as you stand there waiting for the ball. you shouldn't throw it, but, you know, there's two people to blame on that.
Well, Brandon Wee does not start the third quarter for Fort Loramie. She's on the bench with three fouls. Here's a dribble drive down the left-hand side of the lane. Oh, Maddie Shadow threw it high in the air with the left hand. It kissed in off the corner of the backboard, banked right down through. That was athletic and acrobatic both. Beautiful play. 30-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here's a steal at midcourt by Heitkamp. It's Heitkamp and Mesher on the runout. Ariel takes it all the way. Missed it. No good. Got the rebound back and blew it strong. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Backcourt Dehart. Deflection Fort Loramie. Picked back off by the Eagles. Holding foul against Fort Loramie. On the floor for Liberty Benton, it's Ferris, along with Nepper, Gherkin, Maud, and Dehart, the five who started the game. Dehart's got three fouls for Fort Loramie. It is Izzy Meyer out there on the hardwood in place of Avery Brandewee. The two shadows, Heitkamp and Mesher. Ball inbounded by Liberty Benton, and barreling to the rim from the right corner is a blue-shirted Eagle, and it is ruled to be offensive.
Good job by Mesher stepping in there and taking the charge.
I don't
agree with the call, but he was still moving.
Yep, didn't think Mesher got there in time. Liberty Benton coach questions it, and I think they have merit. But that block charge is a tough 50-50 call, and you just sell it and you...
Yep, that's exactly what you do. You make it look like you knew what you were doing, and you walk away.
6:24 to go here in the third quarter, 30-11, Fort Loramie in the lead. Eagles on defense, Redskins have the ball, high right, it's Maddie Shadow. Gives it up to Miley. Oh, she tries to make a spot pass down inside to Mesher. Mesher and Dehart go up for it. Victoria touched it last out of bounds to Liberty Benton.
Even if Victoria catches that, she's in no position to do anything with it.
Right. That was not a spot for her to receive a pass from outside. Here is Liberty Benton, top of the circle on the bounce. It's Gherkin. A clear out for her. She goes to the right corner. Throws it out top of the circle to Dehart, who is pushed at the center line by Miley Shadow. 5:49 to go, third quarter, 30-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Chad Lieb, second-year head coach here at Liberty Benton, longtime assistant in excess of 20 years, assisting girls' programs. 14 of those years assisting under head coach Nate Irwin, who has been out 2 years, having retired, now the athletic director at Findlay Liberty Benton, won a state championship back in 2010 as the mentor of the program, did Coach Irwin. Weaving on the arc is Liberty Benton. Here's a three-tribe of Ferris, way short. Fort Loramie might have gotten a piece of it. Here come the Redskins down the floor in a jiffy. Pull up 10-foot J, but Maddie Shadow, no good. Rebound weak side, Mesher missed it. Rebound right corner, Fort Loramie again. Here's a long three-pointer. Bullseye from distance. Maddie Shadow connects from trifecta land.
It's 13 now.
33-11. Redskins have tripled the score on Liberty Benton. Here is Gherkin, double-teamed out high. Good overplay by Fort Loramie on the pass. Steal by Mesher, two-on-one. Ahead to Heitkamp, back to Maddie Shadow. As she can't control her step, stumbles a little bit, and is guilty of walking.
Let's see if we can get 2 or 3 minutes out of Brandewee without getting her fourth foul.
4:50 to go here in the third period. Avery Brandewee, who scored 41 points in the state tournament last year in the two games, the wins over Convoy Crestview and Waterford, is back on the floor now, having played just about 3 minutes or so of action in that first half. Three-point try outside the arc on the left by Gherkin. Rimmed in and out, no good. Ball kicked into the left corner where Dehart traces it down. She misfires from three-point land. Still controlled by the Eagles. Long board to Gherkin, who heaves it below the basket into the opposite corner and misfires, trying to reach Mod, and it goes out of bounds. We are stuck at 33-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. In 4 minutes, 5-0 Redskins here at the outset of the second half. Ball thrown to Brandewee, high post. Good dump down to a teammate. Short shot, laid up and in.
Mesh,
yep, Victoria got it. Nice assist by Avery. 35-11 in favor of the Redskins. Megan Yerkin, left corner. Goes to Ferris, baseline drive, missed it. Weak side rebound, Nepper. Tie up or a foul, let's see. The officials consult. It will be out of bounds to Liberty Benton below the rim with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. And Fort Loramie in the lead, 35-11. Brandewee checks out.
I'm confused.
Ball thrown high right to Nepper into DeHart. Left corner Ferris tries to throw to DeHart in the post. Broken up, swiped by Fort Loramie. Here comes Batty Shadow. Up ahead to Mesher. Ball dumped to Schmidtmeyer in the left corner. Goes cross court on the throw. It's errant. Intercepted by Knepper. Knepper barges down the floor. Driving layup right side. Hit the board. Rim no good. Redskins outlet. Schmidtmeyer shot in the lane. Blocked and taken away by Liberty Benton. A lot of frenetic pace right now, but no production. Dribbling into the lane goes Mod for Liberty Benton. Leaves it on the arc for Knepper. Her long shot is airborne off the iron. No good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Mesher down the floor to Schmidtmeyer. 2:44 to go in the third. And head coach Carla Siegel gets a timeout with the Redskins up 24. Liberty Benton hasn't scored in the period. And Fort Loramie in this quarter has scored how many points, Chuck, for Fort Loramie?
Loramie has scored 7.
7-0 in the first 5 minutes of the third quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
A sloppy, unproductive start to the second half. Fort Loramie has outscored Liberty Benton 7-0. Redskins inbound it and chuck up a three right away. Short by Matty Shadow, no good. Rebound taken down by the Redskins, stolen by the Eagles, but a foul on Liberty Benton. And Liberty Benton's already reached 5 fouls here in the third, and Avery Brandewee gets a couple of free throws here by rule. And she sinks it. That's what, her 4th point, Chuck?
4th point. About a point a minute.
That's about right. She's been on the floor 4 minutes, 4.5 or so, no more than that. Second shot, Brandewee got it. 5 points for Avery, who picked up 2 fouls in less than 2 minutes at the start of this game and sat for a long time. 37-11, Fort Loramie. Here's a running wild one-hander across the lane by Megan Gerken. No good for the Eagles. Rebound Schmidtmeyer ahead to Brandewee. Driving layup, yes. Schmidtmeyer to Brandewee for 2.
That's how you teach you to give it up and you get it back for the layup.
I'd say maybe the Fort Loramie timeout put a little pep in the step of the Redskins. Between the rings, handling the ball is Mod for Liberty Benton. Goes to Knepper. Ball is scratched loose. It's on the floor and is picked up on the play by Benton. Here's a driving layup made. Aubrey Dukes, the 5'6 junior, scores it. 39-13, first two of the third quarter for Liberty Benton. Brandwein, a lot of traffic, hits the deck in the paint. Shot short, she pops up quickly. Rebound to Liberty Benton. A minute 28 to go, third quarter, 39-13, Fort Loramie. Here's Kylie Maude, bouncing, weaves to the left, picked up by Schmidtmeyer. Out high to Gerken, sets her feet. And she hurls up a long three off the back iron. Ball high in the air. Rebound in the lane. Four players tie it up. Held ball. And the Redskins will get it with 69 seconds to go here in the third period. Mesher back on the floor for Schmidtmeyer. Three players come off. Heitkamp, Schmidtmeyer, and Corinne Holscher for Fort Loramie check out. Ball walked ahead to the timeline by the Redskins. It is Maddie Shadow. Down the right side to Izzy Meyer. Low post left, Mesher squares up and hits an 8-footer.
Nice.
Good ball rotation, fine movement. Mesher was not guarded very well.
And the key to what you said was she squared up before she shot the jumper. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Crowded area down low in the right. In a pickle is Gerken. Shot short, no good for the Eagles. Rebound to Fort Loramie. Outlet knocked out of bounds at the other end. And Fort Loramie will throw in.
Was that pun intended? In a pickle, Gerken.
Yeah. They've also got a young lady with the last name Dill.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding now.
They like Dill. I'm not a fan of Gerken.
Ball inbound to below the rim by Fort Loramie. And Brandwein is flattened. She's on the floor, gets up, foul McDaniel. That's twice Brandwein has hit the deck. Did she lose a contact? Perhaps so. 31.3 remaining here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 41 and Findlay Liberty Benton 13. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi is in big demand. We will grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. We do tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Contact us online, jobs available, looking for experienced machinists and other entry-level spots at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. And if you cannot attend the big game, join O'Reilly and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. 31.3 to go here in the third quarter. Couple of free throws for Avery Brandwein. Avery makes it, and it's 42-13 Redskins. Second shot by Avery, right on the money. She's been sharp at the charity stripe in this contest. 30-point lead Fort Loramie. Brandwein checks out. Took a couple hard spills to the floor, lost a contact in that period, but it was productive.
Got a cut on her finger. They had to put a little bend on that, get the blood off the floor.
Here is the ball thrown to midcourt by Liberty Benton. Dished off into the right corner to Dukes. Low to the right to DeHart. Oh, a little half hook shot is good. Nice play, Cora DeHart. 5 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins up 28. Ball lobbed across the top of the circle. Long J by Meyer at the buzzer. It counts if it goes, but it's no good. And the third quarter concludes 43-15 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, here we go. We start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead by 28 points on Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Ball kicked by Fort Loramie, inbounded by Liberty Benton. Kicked out of bounds by the Redskins. Then Fort Loramie has the steal. Mesher took it away, gave it up to Heitkamp. Right back to Victoria for the easy deuce. 45-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Redskins' next game is Thursday on the road at Fairlawn. Long three-pointer, DeHart, high right, short, didn't hit the rim, skimmed the net, went out of bounds to Fort Loramie. And Findlay Liberty Benton takes on rival Ottawa Glandorf on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we are at Rushi. Botkins boys take on the Rushi Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com. Brandon, we top of the circle, gives it up between the rings to Heitkamp. Redskins ahead by 30. Brandon Wee to Heitkamp again. Pitch and catch. Coming out to receive the ball on the left is Schmidtmeyer. Ball fed foul line to Miley Shadow. 15-footer skimmed off the rim. No good. Oh, look at that rebound effort by Brandon Wee. She scores on the inside. Oh, effort plus some.
Oh, yeah. She was in the trees that time.
Working hard. Fine. Offensive board effort by Avery Randewee, who made the off-balance shot.
Gives her 11 points now, and she's hardly played.
Nope, played about 11, 10 minutes. That's about it. Here is Liberty Benton making a misplay. Ball loose in the lane, picked off by Mesher of Fort Loramie. 6:25 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 47-15. Mesher on the arc to Randewee, picked up by DeHart. Oh, Mesher back cutting below the iron. Randewee hit her. Shot deflected. Good recovery by Liberty Benton. Mesher couldn't get it to go. And here come the Eagles. DeHart into the right corner to Gherkin. Gherkin twists, squares up, goes airborne on the three. Off the iron, no good. Rebounding foul in the corner against somebody. It's on Liberty Benton. 6 minutes even left here in the fourth. 47-15 in favor of Fort Loramie. Here comes Heitkamp to the timeline for the Redskins. Picked up 40 feet away by Knepper. Ball thrown outside the arc on the left to Mesher to Brandewee. Foul line, step back, 17-footer, all net. Oh, that was pure. What fine form, perfect-looking jumper, and she stripped the cords on that one.
Boy, and they're all of a sudden, they're up 34 points.
49-15, good-looking J by Avery Brandewee. 5:20 to go in the fourth. Here's DeHart, 45 feet away for Liberty Benton. Gives it up to Knepper. Dribble drive into the corner. Back to DeHart. She explodes into the lane. Shovel shot.
Wow.
Strong one. Good. Well done for the 6-3 post. Cara DeHart for the Eagles. 49-17. Here's Fort Loramie swinging it on top to Schmidtmeyer. Brandewee now 30 feet away. Dumps it into the post to Mesher. Oh, good swivel move with the left. Got it for two. Brandewee on the assist. Mesher concludes it. Fine finish using that left hand. Super back to the basket play by Victoria to make it 51-17 Fort Loramie with 4:56 to go here in the fourth. Getting set to check in for Fort Loramie is Corinne Holscher. New player on the floor is Autumn Turner. Foul shot Mesher is in. I thought it was good.
Yep, she's got 19 now.
Scoreboard reads 52-17. Redskins up 35. DeHart between the circles for Liberty Benton. High dribble down the right side. Pulls up at the elbow. Missed the shot, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Are you dreaming of owning a home here in the Buckeye State? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream's a lot closer than you think. Save money at that incredible 7.5% interest rate. Designed to help hardworking Ohioans, the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. It's new, it is exciting, and it will help you big time. At Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana for F&M Bank. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Both free throws were converted down to her left by DeHart, or was she one of two?
Made one, missed second.
And then Fort Loramie at the offensive end has the ball stabbed away out of bounds off of the Eagles last. 3:29 left here in the fourth. Baseline right of the rim. Inbounded by Fort Loramie. DeBranda, we back at the foul line. Her jump shot's off to the right. Clanged off the iron. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. Here's DeHart romping over center circle. Picked up 30 feet away by Corinne Holscher. Hand off to Knepper. Knepper strides down the paint and lost the basketball. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Oh, what a great long one-handed lead-out pass by Maddie Shadow to Brandewee on the finish. What a pass by Maddie Shadow.
She's quite a basketball player.
Woo!
Only a sophomore.
Flicked that with the one hand, and it was perfect. Right on. Long three-pointer DeHart for Liberty Benton is no good. Knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. And that was the assist of the game, I think. That pass that was just completed by Shadow.
Nice pass.
Did that ball bounce once, Chuck? I think it did, didn't it?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about a 35-foot bounce pass.
One of my favorite passes is that long bounce pass.
That she threaded right between two or three blue jerseys. And it was spot on perfect. 54-18 Fort Loramie after the Eagles turnover. Fort Loramie's got it outside the arc. It's Kendall Tennery. Foul line dish to Holscher, back to Tennery. Into Holscher again, squares up, hits a cutter down the lane. Oh, a good dish. Holscher found a teammate, laid through by Miley Shadow. Excuse me. Miley Shadow on the conclusion. Boy, I like the ball dispersal here by Fort Loramie in the last several minutes, Chuck. The sharing of the basketball has been fun to watch.
Well, and that's what they're known for, and they're going to get there. They're still trying to find the good combinations that they have out there.
Another turnover, Liberty Benton, 56-18. Redskins, a minute 24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Foul line, one-hand shot, looped up on the play by Corinne Holscher. It is short, grazed iron. Rebound down to the Eagles. Liberty Benton's got it. Quickly up into the half court comes Knepper. Knepper gives it up on the arc to teammate Reese Alexander, a 5'5 freshman, is in. Now to Dukes. Now Alexander, line drive, triple, short. Loose ball rebound in the lane. Does Fort Loramie have it? Does Liberty Benton get it? Tie up ensues. And the arrow favors Fort Loramie with 40 seconds to go. Continuous clock. Fort Loramie in the lead by 38. We've had the continuous clock for a minute and a half or so. Inbounded by Liberty Benton at the elbow on the right. A line drive jumper is dead on. Wow.
Rioch.
Ella Rioch, 5'11", junior, buried it right in the middle of the ring. Fort Loramie countering with 16 seconds to go. Missed by Tennery. Rebound down to Liberty Benton. 56-20 Redskins with 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Dukes bouncing down into the right corner to Alexander. She overshoots it and the buzzer sounds. ending the game. Fort Loramie advances to 4-0 on the year and plays Fairlawn on Thursday. This is loss number one for Liberty Benton, now 4-1 on the year, and the Eagles have Ottawa Glandorf on Tuesday. We'll wrap this broadcast up over the next 4 or 5 minutes or so. Fort Loramie 56, Liberty Benton 20 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Redskins have defeated Findlay Liberty Benton 56-20. Fort Loramie girls take the victory, the fourth of the year. Redskins defending state champs in D4 shoot for a repeat here in 2024-25 in Division 7. And winning today by 36 over Division 5, Findlay Liberty Benton, despite the fact that Avery Brandewey was limited to maybe, 13 minutes of play or so, not much more than that, having picked up two very quick fouls in the opening couple of minutes of the game, and then got a third shortly after returning in the second quarter. Redskins win by 36. And for probably three quarters of this game, Chuck, Fort Loramie girls shared the ball beautifully. I wouldn't say mid-season form, but certainly a little more crisp than you would have thought for game four.
Yeah, that, I thought they handled the ball well. You're looking at Heitkamp, who's got a lot of time now out there. Miley Shadow is a senior. She's not had a ton of time, but she's going to get time this year. But you look at the three scorers. You got Mesher with 19, Brandewee in her limited time 15, and Maddie Shadow 13. Those your three young ladies are going to be your scorers this year, and everybody else needs to find their spot, find what they do best to make this as good a Laramie team as it can be.
And Brandewee wound up with how many? Mesher and one of the two Shadows scored exceedingly well in addition.
Yeah, Mesher had 19, Brandewee had 15, and Maddie Shadow had 13.
Boy, that's a three-headed monster. Yep. That's difficult for any high school girls team to defend. It's quite a challenge. And Liberty Benton, very young, only one senior on the entire roster. They've got Ottawa Glandorf on Tuesday. Fort Laramie's right back here next Saturday afternoon against Minster. And, boy, you look back over the last two or three seasons of Fort Laramie girls basketball, Chuck, and the one opponent that consistently gives Fort Laramie a challenge, the Minster Wildcats, headed up by Mike Wiss.
Yeah, they, it'll be a game. I mean, it's always close, even when one's better than the other. But we've seen some great games through the years with those two going at it. And you talked about the 2020 year when Laramie didn't get to go. Minster was trying to get a three-peat in that same year, and they were in the state semis and didn't get to go.
Yep.
We missed what was good, I think, going to be a classic state championship between Minster and Fort Laramie, but we didn't get that, but we do get to see them Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Minster was the Northwest Region champ that year in D4, Fort Laramie representing the Southwest Region. They were in opposite brackets and would have played in the state championship game that season. Are Clancy's star or stars of this game, Chuck?
Well, on the Liberty Benton side, I went with Cora DeHart. She's a 6'3 sophomore. She had 7. I thought she played as well as anybody did on that side of the ball. On the other side, I'm going to go with Mesher. She had 19, and I'm going to go with Maddie Shadow. She had 13. She also had some really nice passes.
This segment of our broadcast presented by Clancy's in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
We wrap up this presentation of high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie 50-26, or was it 50? Wait, I've drawn a blank on the final score, Chuck. 56-30? 56-20. I think it was 56-20, wasn't it? Fort Loramie victorious over
56-20, Finley. Yeah.
56-20, Redskins defeat Finley Liberty Benton. The Redskins girls program first all-time, according to the OHSAA, in victories among all girls basketball programs in all divisions. And now the victory total stands at 981. Just, 19 shy of 1,000. That's an amazing total. Head coach Carla Siegel, 26th year, 82% of the games she has won. And Fort Loramie chalks up one more victory here today to advance to 4-0 on the year. Our next presentation of this young season, boys basketball on Tuesday. Bodkins at Rushi on the air at 6:40 on Tuesday night. For our online listeners, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.